It is time to chat movies, and in with us now to discuss one of the first movies with an official release after the film festival. We are joined now by Michael Jones. Morning, Michael.
Guten Morgen, Tess. We're going German this morning.
Going German, okay. German.
This film is called Never Look Away. It was one of my favourite films at the Sydney Film Festival, and it does get a general release today, or probably a release in your Palace or Dendy type cinemas anyway. Like I said, German film. The German title of this film is Werke ohne Orte, which does not mean Never Look Away.
Oh, okay.
Never Look Away is the English title. Anyway, it stars Tom Schilling, Sebastian Koch. He was the good guy from The Lives of Others. Did you ever catch that film?
I'll give you one guess.
Okay, probably not then. Paula Beer and Saskia Rosendahl, who might be familiar to some Australian viewers. She was in a Kate Shortland film called Law, which was filmed in Germany, set in post-World War II Germany. She was a teenager when she was in that film, so look out for her. Anyway, this film is written and directed by Florian Henkel von Donnersmarck.
Good oats.
That's a handful of a name. But he wrote and directed The Lives of Others as well, which starred Sebastian Koch. This is one of the most beautiful looking films you will see this year. And you must see it because it was nominated for two Academy Awards earlier this year, including the one for cinematography.
Wow.
Never Look Away, it tells the story of artist Kurt Barnett. Now, he is a fictitious character, but he's based on a German artist. He's played by Tom Schilling in this film. And his life is played out in parallel with three important points or periods in German history. We've got pre and World War II Nazi Germany, post-war German Democratic Republic, and sort of post-war rapidly economically expanding West Germany of the 1960s. Now, it's during the Nazi period that young Kurt is first introduced to art by his free-spirited aunt, Elizabeth, played by Rosendahl. They're on a tour of an art museum when their guide shows them some modern art, stuff like Kandinsky or Picasso, stuff like that, which the guide goes on to describe as obscene and degenerate and not in fitting with German values.
Oh, okay.
We're talking an art museum in Nazi Germany here. But once the rest of the tour group has moved on, Aunt Elizabeth admits to Kurt that she actually loves the art, and Kurt is also hooked. And it's this that sort of inspires him to go on to what he does later in the film. These pictures open up a whole new world for him. Anyway, look, unfortunately, there are a few other things going on in Aunt Elizabeth's mind apart from a great appreciation of unconventional art that sees her get committed to a women's hospital.
Right.
On a pretty much a one-way trip that was in Nazi Germany. It's in this part of the story that we first encounter a Professor Karl Seeband, played by Sebastian Koch. He's a pragmatic and willing cog in the Nazis' eugenics machine. Quite a nasty piece of work he is. By luck and good management, Professor Seeband manages to avoid justice at the end of World War II and become a bit of a nemesis to Kurt throughout the rest of the story. Now, Kurt has gone on to become an artist, albeit he's stuck painting socialist realism in East Germany. But he's now on a quest for meaning and truth. He does find some love, which is good, with fashion student Ellie, played by Paula Beer.
Sorry about that.
Yes, no, I had that in my notes there. But he's still a restless soul, kind of looking for his jam, if you will.
Not painting socialist realism.
No, he definitely doesn't want to be painting socialist realism. So will Kurt ever find his truth, and will he ever get Professor Karl Seeband out of his life, who just seems to keep popping up like a bad smell, a reminder of Germany's dark past? Or is possibly Professor Karl Seeband partly the answer to Kurt's quest? You'll just have to watch and find out. Now, 3 hours and 9 minutes, that it will present a bit of a challenge in the days of constantly vibrating smartphones, but this movie will constantly demand your attention, and I suggest you do stick with it. Despite some very dark themes, particularly in the first third of the film, followed by the drabness that was post-war East Germany, every scene is just gorgeous to look at. This film was entirely deserving of its cinematography Oscar nomination. And it's topped off by some pretty remarkable performances by the four leads, especially Sebastian Koch. He was a standout as the morally bankrupt Karl Seeband, and also Rosendahl's Aunt Elizabeth. Just amazing to look at and watch her performance as well. Never Look Away, it's actually quite an accessible, audience-friendly art film about the quest to make art. I say it's accessible, but it doesn't actually spoon-feed the audience, so it does give you room to, you know, decide for yourself what is art. Never Look Away is a very appropriate title for this film. never look away, because you just won't be able to.
There you go. Never look away. Thanks, Michael.
Pleasure.